Merry Winterfest, dear residents of Simsville, and to all our treasured listeners scattered across the expansive Sim Nation. I'm your humble host, Jeffrey Crumblebottom, and it fills my heart with exquisite joy to greet you this festive season, a celebration stitched together with warmth, whimsy, and a dash of that good old Winterfest magic. To kick things off, I must share an update on my esteemed cousin, More and More Goth, the ingenious scientist who recently endured an unfortunate calamity. A fierce and unforgiving fire driven by the cruel hands of fate engulfed his cherished home at 5 Sim Lane, leaving nothing but ashes in its wake. However, true to their resilient nature, the Goth family has risen from the ashes and found a new sanctuary, the enigmatic Ophelia Villa, a hauntingly beautiful abode nestled amid the lush greenery of Willow Creek. As the family diligently toils to settle into their new abode, a task made all the more unique by the necessity of exhuming and relocating every family member to the new private cemetery at the villa, Mom had the brilliant idea to invite the Goth family to join us for the holiday festivities this year. As such, Mom and I have been busy decorating the house for the holiday, stringing up colorful lights and hanging festive ornaments in every room to create a warm and cheerful atmosphere. Ah, it seems our guests have arrived. Hey, Mom, they're here. Merry Winterfest, everyone. Oh my, it's freezing out here. Come in, come in. I'm glad to see everyone's bundled up in their finest, thickest winter coats and scarves. And look at little Alexander, all wrapped up in his soft, plush bassinet blanket, his wide eyes calmly taking in everything, eerily alert for a baby his age. Well, shall we move into the cozy living room? I made hot cocoa with whipped cream and marshmallows for everyone. Oh, there's someone at the door. Why, if it isn't Alfred, the Goth's loyal butler. Come in, the more the merrier. Here, let me help you with those heavy gift-laden bags. What's in that huge box? Mortimer, it looks like you've certainly outdone yourself with the Winterfest gifts. Is that luggage? Oh, they're staying with us for a few days. Well, that's wonderful news. I'm sure we'll figure out where everyone's going to sleep when the time comes. And on that note, dear listeners, we'll be right back with some news and announcements that you won't want to miss after these quick words from our sponsors.
Hi there, friends and homemakers. Are you ready to step into the future of kitchen convenience? Well, gather round, because we have something truly spectacular for you. Introducing the Free Secret Refrigerator. That's right, folks. Straight from the brilliant mind of Malcolm Landgraab, the genius behind Shiny Things, Inc., this sensational appliance is here to change the way you think about freshness. Imagine keeping your perishables as fresh as a daisy, thanks to our astonishing cryogenic technology. With a remarkable blend of liquid sulfur dioxide and argon, all nestled in a low-gravity vacuum, the Free Secret delivers freshness that lasts for generations. Crafted from high-impact stainless steel and featuring sleek, modern design, this dazzling appliance is the true queen of refrigeration. Wave goodbye to spoilage and say hello to delightful, long-lasting freshness. So what are you waiting for? Step into tomorrow today. Bring home Free Secret Refrigerator by Shiny Things, Inc. and experience the marvel of modern technology right in your own kitchen. It's the talk of the town, folks. And don't miss out on this must-have gadget. Rush to your nearest store today.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We're thrilled to unveil a brand new segment that we believe will take our connection with you, our wonderful audience, to the next level. Get ready for listener voicemails. That's right. This time, we're not just reading your letters. We're giving you the chance to share your thoughts and stories directly. But first, we bring you an urgent announcement from the secret government agency operating out of their top secret headquarters located at 2 Sim Lane. Big changes are on the horizon. A seismic shift in our traffic laws spawned from the tragic decline in our llama population, a phenomenon entirely attributed to the reckless behavior of our driving populace. In light of this pressing concern, the government has decided to take the bold step of revoking all citizens' driver's licenses in the not-too-distant future. Yes, you heard that correctly. Fear not. While you'll no longer be able to roam the streets in your vehicles, you may still possess them, albeit strictly for decorative purposes. Yes, decorative. Lawn ornaments. Very expensive four-wheeled lawn ornaments. The government is partnering with the JCN Corporation, and together they will launch a cutting-edge satellite system whose shimmering beams will project holographic vehicles that flutter elegantly along our roadways. These ethereal automobile apparitions will serve as a gentle reminder of our past driving days while we dutifully continue to pay our taxes to maintain the roadways. So, dear citizens, prepare yourselves for a vehicular renaissance. Embrace the holograms and the transformative beauty of innovation, and remember to always look both ways before crossing the street. Even if the holograms will pass right through you, good habits are important. And now, our very first voicemail, which serves as a delightful follow-up to a listener letter we featured in a previous episode. This charming message hails from the lovely neighborhood of Four Corners. So grab your headphones, settle in, and let's take a listen to what our listener has to share.
Sue, Sims Valley, Riley Harlow here. So you might remember me from a few months ago when I was like spilling the tea about my totally chaotic love life. I thought I was being all sneaky by changing some of the names, but thanks to Agora, the cat is out of the bag. Now, both guys know I asked you and your audience for advice, and seriously, it's gotten messier since then. Okay, so to refresh your memory, things were super rough for me back in the day. I lost my job in Sims Valley and had to crash on my aunt's place in Four Corners while getting my life back together. That's when I met this totally super amazing guy. His name is Mickey. I was finally getting my life back on track, you know? But then out of nowhere, my high school sweetheart Dylan reaches out. Can you believe this? Like, 1 minute, like, I'm totally all about Mickey. And then, like, the next thing, I'm in this, like, super confusing love triangle. But then they found out about each other, which was, like super annoying. And I was, like, in this, like, major, like, tug of war. But it was, like, super cute. But, like, it was because of Agora. It, like, totally ruined everything. So here I am, totally stuck. Mickey is so upset with me for, like, sharing our story on a podcast. Well, Dylan is all understanding and sweet, which is, like, I love that for him. But seriously, wondering if my feelings for Dylan are legit or just like a nostalgia trip, or should I try to fix things with Mickey? Or is this a chance for me to explore something new with Dylan? Like, I'm so totally lost right now. Like, it's not even funny. And I would just like love advice if anyone could, you know, like tell me what to do. Oh, wait, before I bounce, I totally have to tell you this like wild story that happened to me. So like strap yourself in. So I was having lunch with my bestie the other day at the Starlock Cafe in Market, right? And like out of nowhere, my girlfriend like points up and thinks she sees this bird or something, but it totally wasn't a bird. It was like this repairman that like fell from the sky. He landed like right behind the cafe, and like for a second, he like popped back up, which is like super confusing because like, how did he get there? So anyways, like we invited him to like chill with us. Like his name was Randy Cox. Like he was like super cool, but like he had like the craziest tale ever. He said he was a repairman from Sims Valley and was like carried here by a swarm of fairies. Like, yes, but like how? So we called him an ambulance, and before he took off, he asked us to reach out to you and let you know he's okay. Though he totally has no plans to head back to Sims Valley. Anyways, thanks a million for any advice.
Wow, Riley, I'm genuinely sorry to hear things took a turn for the worse after we shared your anonymous letter on the air. From what you've described, it seems that Mickey may just need a little time to digest everything that's happened. If you're still keen on exploring a relationship with him, my advice would be to give him a little space to reflect. Sometimes a little distance can help both of you gain clarity on your feelings and what you truly want. As for Dylan, I commend you on your decision to take things slow. It's wise to pause and reflect instead of diving headfirst into something that you're uncertain about. This period of careful consideration will not only help you understand your own feelings, but will also ensure that when you do make a move, it's one that you feel good about. Remember, your own happiness is paramount, and there's absolutely no need to rush into a relationship until you're confident that it aligns with what you truly desire. Taking your time now can lead to a more fulfilling connection in the long run. About the latter part of your voicemail, I'm pleased as a punch to hear that our old pal Randy Cox has landed in a much better spot. However, I'm rather saddened to learn that Simsville has bid farewell to its number one exterminator. Randy had a special way of dealing with even the trickiest pest dilemma with a cheerful disposition. I do hope that in the not-too-distant future, I'll have the opportunity to swing by Four Corners and discover the tale of that fateful day when the swarm of fairies spirited him away. And now, a quick word from our sponsor, Clown Burger. Stay tuned.
Hey there, kids. It's me, Sunny the Tragic Clown, and I'm here at your local Clown Burger. Look at all the fun and delicious treats. But wait! Oh no! Look over there at the condiment station. No ketchup or mustard? You can't enjoy a kid's meal without them. I bet I know who's behind this little mystery. There. I've opened this magical hole in the floor that'll teleport us straight to Clowntastic Land. Well, what are you waiting for? Jump in and let's get those condiments back. Whoa! Oh, look at this place. Look at all the bright colors. The tantalizing smell of peanuts, cotton candy, hot dogs, and popcorn. Oh, look at all the wonderful carnival tents. And what's that over there by the trash can? Why, it's Winnie the janitor with his oversized push broom.
Hey, Sonny. Great to see you. What brings you back to Clowntastic Land?
No time for chit-chat, Winnie. We're on a mission to find Gabby the Mime. Have you spotted him anywhere?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I have. Now, where did I see him? Oh, that's right. He's right over there on the carousel, hoarding all the ketchup and mustard.
Look! There's Gabby, and he's juggling all those packets of condiments. Oh, boy, we can't let him get away. Oh, I have an idea.
Sonny, what did you do?
Why, I unplugged the carousel. Let's face it, Winnie, that's one way to get his attention. All right, Gabby. No more clowning around. Hand over those condiments so we can all enjoy our kids' meals. And just like that, we've saved the day. Now let's all dive into those delicious meals. Remember, kids, every meal is more fun with your favorite condiments. So come join us at Clown Burger, where every meal is sure to bring a smile to your face, even in your darkest moments.
Clown Burger is a proud subsidiary of Land Grab Industries, where we take your simoleons and your hearts. Welcome back, listeners, to one of my favorite segments of the show, where we dive deep into the whimsical, often quirky world of EA Maxx's The Sims. I hope you're all settled in, because today we're mixing it up a bit. With the season of gift-giving upon us, I thought it would be the perfect time to draft a wish list for Father Winter and, more importantly, EA. Yes, that's right. I'm talking about what I'd love to see from our beloved gaming developers in the near future. As many of you know, EA recently delighted us with the re-release of The Sims and The Sims 2 through their Legacy Collection, in addition to remastering and re-releasing the first two games in the My Sims series to celebrate the franchise's remarkable 25th anniversary. And let me tell you, they nailed it. The team did a fantastic job making these classics easily playable on modern computers, and if you haven't tried it out yet, I highly recommend that all simmers, whether you're a veteran or just starting out, dive into the rich gameplay and lore these games have to offer. That being said, I've got a little something else on my mind this Winterfest. One of my biggest wishes would be to see a re-release of The Sims and The Sims Bustin' Up for the PlayStation 2. Imagine that, a remastered version of these fan-favorite titles, not only on consoles, but for the PC. Now let's take a moment to reminisce. The Sims Bustin' Out in particular was a game changer. It introduced us to the concept of neighborhood hopping and had such fun gameplay elements that really set it apart from its predecessors. There was just something so engaging about the storyline and the characters. They did such a great job with the world building. So EA, if you're listening, imagine reimagining these titles with stunning graphics, updated gameplay mechanics, and maybe even some quality of life improvements to make them more accessible for today's gamers. Just picture it, a whole new generation of players experiencing the joy of The Sims and The Sims Bustin' Out. It could breathe new life into these classics, allowing players to experience these stories in an updated interface while still honoring the spirit of the originals. Now, listeners, I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts? What would you like to see from EA? Whether it's remasters, new features, or perhaps even an entirely new game, drop your thoughts in the comments or send us a message on social media. Who knows? I might even read some of them on the air. Thank you for tuning in to this festive segment of our podcast dedicated to the magic of The Sims. I hope you found some joy in reminiscing about classic gameplay. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hold on there, friends. Are you still laboring over your delicate garments with old-fashioned hand washing? Well, it's time for a delightful change. Introducing the marvelous two-speed washing machine from Shiny Things, Inc. This fabulous contraption offers not one, but two adjustable wash speeds. Just turn the dial and let your trusty machine do the hard work for you. Need to tackle those larger items like cozy bedding or sturdy jeans? No problem at all. The regular wash setting gets them squeaky clean with ease. But wait, there's more. Flip that switch to the gentle speed, perfect for all your delicate fabrics. Now you can wash with total confidence. Your laundry is in safe hands. So say goodbye to those tedious hand-washing days and say hello to the convenience of the Shiny Things Ink Washer. And don't forget, you can complete your laundry experience with our stylish, matching dryer. Shiny Things Ink, where laundry day becomes a pleasure, one cheerful spin at a time.
Welcome back, dear listeners. As the evening twilight softly sinks into the embrace of night, our cozy family living room is aglow with the warm, festive lights of our beautifully decorated holiday tree. Its myriad of colorful ornaments shimmer and twinkle like tiny stars, casting playful shadows that dance along the walls. The family has gathered around the tree, their faces lit with a delightful mix of anticipation and excitement as we await the arrival of Father Winter, that enchanting figure that embodies the spirit of the season, bringing magic and joy to our festivities. Ah, here comes Alfred and Cassandra, each carefully balancing a tray filled with steaming mugs of warm milk and a mouth-watering assortment of freshly baked cookies, all in hopes of enticing our mythical benefactor to pay us a visit this Winterfest. So, Cassandra, why don't you share with us what are you hoping Father Winter will bring you this year?
Voodoo doll, you say? Well, why not? It's never too early to enter into that enchanting world of voodoo and hoodoo. Lord knows your father and I dabbled in those mysteries a bit when we were your age, but he was always more captivated with his chemistry sets and scientific experiments, weren't you, Cousin Mortimer? Oh, wow. So she's already mastered the Ouija board. That's impressive. And she's already made a friend named Captain Howdy. Ooh, wowsy. Hey, Mom, what do you say we crack open that bottle of fizzy juice the newbies gifted us? We should toast this festive occasion and give ourselves a little cheer. It's Father Winter, everyone. You're just in time. We have a little girl who just can't wait to meet you.
Have you been naughty or nice?
Oh, who could that be? Hello? Oh, Merry Winterfest to you too, Mr. Landgraf. Oh, thank you, sir. I'm thrilled to hear that you're enjoying the podcast. We certainly put a lot of heart into it. San Machino. Well, that's incredibly generous of you, sir. Yes. Yes, thank you once again. Merry Winterfest to you, too. That was Malcolm Landgraf. He told me that Mom shared how handy I can be around the house, and he just offered me a position at the Landgraf Apartments in San Machino, helping out his oldest son, Adrian.
A Christmas miracle!
That's true. He said that he's going to provide me with a place to stay, and that I'll have plenty of time to keep the podcast rolling. I'm very indebted to Mr. Landgraf, but... but I'll admit, I never imagined living outside of Simsville. Yes, this calls for a grand celebration. It seems that this coming year is shaping up to be filled with new adventures and new beginnings for all of us. So raise your glasses, everyone. Here's to a magical Winterfest and an exciting year ahead. And on that note, dear listeners, I wish you a very merry Winterfest. May your day be filled with laughter, joy, and the spirit of giving.
Like and subscribe.
Simsville is an unofficial fan-made audio drama inspired by The Sims. It's not affiliated with, endorsed by, or sponsored by Electronic Arts or Maxis. This episode may include brief audio snippets from The Sims franchise used solely for artistic and transformative purposes under fair use. All character names, voices, and audio assets remain the property of their respective copyright holders. This episode features the voice talents of Jeffrey Woods as Jeffrey Crumblebottom, Raymond Leslie as the voice of Landgraf Industries, and our special guest, Stassi J as Riley Harlow. If you enjoyed your stay in Simsville, please make sure to rate, review, and leave a comment. It helps our quirky little town reach new listeners. Make sure to check out Raymond Leslie at Ray the Unusual on most social platforms and explore more of Stassi J's work on her podcast, Stassi J Unplugged, and her award-nominated series, The Gross Chronicles, on Instagram. Thanks for listening and welcome to Simsville.